swing on down to Ricky's place, where the girls are refined and the men have good taste. A subtle joke, a touch of class, poured in a tall martini glass. Let's swing on down to Ricky's, down to Ricky's place.
Welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. This is Jerry McCarty.
And guess who else? It's me. It's Rick.
He's back.
You know, I noticed my key doesn't fit the door anymore. I haven't been on for a while, and the bar keeps moving, so it's hard to keep up with my own bar.
That's
but
right.
I finally found you.
I'm here with Rick Favolo and the lovely Kelly Maroney. Cheers.
Say hello, Kelly.
Hello, Kelly.
Oh, I drifted right on the thing. Oh, well. That's why I don't drink anymore. I spill.
And so anyway, we are here today, and we're answering your questions. And Rick is here because he's still celebrating on the San Francisco Giants.
I'll be
World
celebrating
Series
for years winning. On the Giants winning the World Series.
Three in the last five years.
They won three the last 5 years, yeah.
Yeah, and baseball's officially.
We like to call that a dynasty, where I come from.
A little dynasty. Something a little less than dynasty.
I think 5 years is, the show dynasty was on more than 5 years. So I think we're in the ballpark.
Linda Evans, now there's a dynasty.
Now there's a dynasty, yeah.
Anyway. So the 162 game season means absolutely nothing anymore, right?
You know what? It's a lot like basketball in that respect, where it's like, who cares? As long as you get in, because the Giants were like probably the worst team to get in this year of all the teams.
Kansas City almost lost
and they just,
the wild card game.
Yeah, both the Giants in Kansas City were like the weakest teams going in, and look what happened. So.
Okay, well, let's get into more exciting. Kelly was happy
that was exciting.
Give a shout-out to all your San Francisco peeps.
Yes, I was happy because a lot of my friends are Giants fans, and I would have had to deal with a lot of crabby people if they didn't win.
A lot of therapy.
Yes.
Well, I was
friendship
rooting
therapy.
For a Dodger-Detroit World Series, and that was decided that it would not be that in the first week of the playoffs.
I think the last time the Dodgers were in the World Series, I don't think blue had been invented yet as a color. Am I right? I don't know. It's been a while.
So let's.
You can watch it on Beta. You can watch the Dodger game on Betamax. The World Series. Okay.
Talk. Let's go to our questions from you, the listener. Thank you for the questions, by the way. First question. Ooh, this one's for Kelly Maroney. So we need to ask Kelly, who has been your favorite co-star and your least favorite co-star?
I have. Say the least favorite really loud and twice.
Ow! I can't.
So who's your favorite?
Well, I loved working with Joe Mantegna. And
I loved Joe Mantegna.
I loved working with Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer played my mom in Ryan's Hope, and she taught me everything I know. So.
Wow.
Yes. And my least favorite, I don't want to say this, but if I had to have a least favorite, because mostly everybody I worked with was pretty cool, except for Nico Mastorakis on the Zero Boys.
Uh-huh.
May he rest in peace, was Satan. And there was somebody on Ryan's Hope that she wasn't very nice to me, but I'm not going to say her name.
Okay. Good. Good. Okay, let's... this is a... We're not sure when you're going to listen, but we're recording it on Halloween. But anyway, this is...
You hear the ghost in the
background. You hear the ghost, yep. With the popularity of zombies,
yes.
Ooh, do you think they should remake Night of the Comet?
No. I do not think they should remake
Night I think they should and give you a part.
Well, I would play Sharon Farrell's part.
That would be awesome.
That would be the stepmom. I don't think that they're going to because it was a moment in time. It's quintessential 80s. There's no point in remaking it with special effects. And it was the relationships in the film that made it.
But zombies are so popular. Maybe they should just re-release the one that you did. But zombies are so popular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They won't go away. They're like real zombies.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't realize it. They're always hungry for brains. What if they don't get brains? What do? Do they die?
And the end of the world.
They're already dead.
Fingers, little like hors d'oeuvres. Sandwiches, literally.
Yes.
And the undead. We're all kind of undead, aren't we? I'm undead.
It was an end of the world movie too, and they're. You know, I Am Legend and all that stuff, that never goes away.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question. That one's from Jeff in Sacramento.
Thank you, Jeff.
We're very popular with the Jeffs. This is from Jeff in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how you feel about this question, but if you knew what the future would be like, what actor from Fast Times at Ridgemont High would you have dated?
That's such a such an unappealing.
Is that how you would make your dating choices?
No, it isn't. As a matter of fact, I had a boyfriend when we were shooting Fast Times, so there's no way I was going to date anybody. Yeah, and that would be a very cynical way for a person to approach dating.
But
I guess probably I'm not the best person to ask a question like that, too.
Okay, I'll answer it for you, Jeff. Ray Walston.
Yeah. Okay, Ray Walston. That would have been awesome.
Did you see his antennas? If
Ray Walston. What a great idea.
Yeah.
Only Jerry gets that gag. You get the reference?
I get it.
All right. You're too young to know what Martian was.
No, but I knew what he had done because it was a big deal.
Was he cool to work with?
He was amazing.
He seemed like a really good dude. He seemed like a real professional. He was in...
We all bowed down when he
Who's Mining the Store with Jerry Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
He played like the store manager. He was great. But he was a hell of a great actor. I really liked his stuff.
We really bowed down to him when he
showed
up.
Yeah.
And he's great in Fast Times. Mr. Hand.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's cool.
Okay, here's another question for Kelly, and then we've got some questions for Rick. Mm-hmm. We get this a lot. We get a lot of people that say this one. And I'm thinking coming out to California to try acting. I acted in high school, and I do community theater now in Indianapolis. I'm 23 years old and feel if I don't do it now, I never will. Can you give me a nudge? Renee in Brownsburg, Indiana.
Renee, I have to give you a nudge because the worst thing in life is to always think that you should have done something and you didn't do it. So if you feel like, if I don't do this now, I never will, and I'm going to be disappointed I didn't do it, then you have to do it. And you should do it any minute now because 23, you're starting to get old in Hollywood. And I'm not.
And if nothing else, you're.
It sounds like a joke, but I'm not even kidding you. You got to start.
Move out here to Burbank because your return address is Burbank is a lot easier to write than Indianapolis.
Yeah.
So for no other reason, save money on ink.
I love that attitude because that is what you got to do. Is I tell people this all the time: is life expectancy now is like 70 something.
That's it?
5 years.
Wait a minute. That's scary. I thought it was longer.
It used to be like 68.
Oh, so it's gone up.
When we were growing up. And now it's like 78. So you got 10 more years added. Do something with them. Take a chance. You get the rest of your life.
You got to live your life the no regrets policy. If you don't try it, hey, you know what? If you try it and you don't like it, you tried it. If you never come, you're always going to wonder what would have happened. Mm-hmm. So get out here.
And 50 is the new 40. So... At least what I tell people.
And orange is the new black.
Orange is the new black.
And I don't know if that helps her at all, but it is.
Okay, Rick, we got some questions for you here. Uh-oh. From our... Ooh,
I hope one of them
we
isn't...
We have to take a commercial first.
Of course.
We're going to take a commercial.
I forgot we have these incredible sponsors.
Come back. Yes, we do.
Pay
we
for
back,
everything we do. Pay for our ice,
Rick
everything.
Farmalo and Kelly Maroney at Rick's Martini Bar.
Let's swing on down to Ricky's place. Where the girls are refined. And the men have good taste.
We are back at Rick's Martini
Bar.
Scared
me. I was dozing a little and you yelled. You yelled with that. Take a little nap here during the
show.
I was taking a nap during the Chevy commercial, and then you yell. All right,
Sherry McCarty here with the proprietor of the Martini Bar, Rick Farmalo, and the lovely Kelly Maroney. And we are answering your questions. So we've got questions here for Rick Farmalo, who's back in the bar.
Through the back door.
I love that people ask you
whatever.
This question.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Disney princess? And Rick's life
revolves around princesses, Disney or otherwise.
And Tammy from Los Angeles.
Tammy, you're my favorite Disney character. Disney princess. Get out of here. Let's see. It's a weird question. I don't, when I think of myself, but I actually have worked on a lot of movies that have Disney princesses in them. So I kind of have to answer that question, even though my characters were never... The princesses, they're always the goofballs, the sidekicks. Probably Ariel from Little Mermaid.
She's probably my favorite.
Everybody who I talked about that movie, when they'll ask me about it, they usually will say she's my favorite of all the Disney heroines or whatever. I said, you know, she's mine too because she seems like the most real.
Yes.
She's the sexiest for sure, you know. And she's like she's just real. She seems like normal, a normal girl. So, she's my favorite.
And I like Belle too.
Well, a lot of people like Belle too.
She's kind of in charge of herself. I like that strong woman thing.
Uh-huh.
Is now that they bought Lucasfilm, right? That they own mm-hmm. Star Wars. Is Leia a Disney princess officially now or no?
I think she by marriage. She is. I think she's by marriage. You know how that works.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she's a princess. So
okay, certainly.
Could,
so that's, yeah.
That would be a trick question, or yeah, a trick answer.
That's right. That would be a, actually which Disney princess sold the most has the most box office receipts?
Uh-huh.
It's probably Leia.
And then there could be a rehab question too. The only one, the only Disney princess. I'm kidding.
And I've told this story before, but one of my favorite things. We were talking about signings and collector shows, but Carrie Fisher came to sign. I saw her signing at a department store, her book mm-hmm. about recovery
mm-hmm.
and,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
and bipolar and everything. And it's very, you know, real serious book.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
People wrapped around the
You told
mall.
Me that. You told me that, yeah.
Not one chick, all dudes, all carrying life-size Leia cutouts. Star Wars memorabilia.
Wow.
Dressed with lightsabers to have her sign them.
Would and she do it? Would she sign all that stuff or just her book?
She was nice. She signed everything.
Oh, that's nice.
She probably sold two books. But
well, that's nice of her to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Next question for Rick. What is the future of 2D animation? I attended your panel at Comic-Con and thought you were great. I found out your show through IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
This show, Rick's Martini Bar.
The past of animation is a lot longer conversation.
And that's from Richard.
But you want to know the future. Actually, since you happened to mention 2D animation, I'm actually involved in two or three things right now. There was a project called Hullabaloo, which was on Facebook, and we're going to do a short. It's like a steampunk short. You can go on Facebook and look it up at Hullabaloo or go on the internet. We were trying to raise $80,000 to do one like 5 or 6 minute short. We wanted to get $80,000. That was our goal. We got $470,000.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Any voice actors? They
let me keep the 400 of it.
Yes, Jerry and I are available.
That's part of the incentive for giving money is to do a voice.
Ah.
Did you give any money to the thing?
I might have. I've given other things.
We'll figure. We can work something. We can certainly work something out. We can certainly work something out, I'm sure. But so there's that. It's called Hullabaloo. It's going to start pretty soon. And there's going to be actually three shorts. And I'm not sure where they're going to be shown, but they will definitely. We have the money to do them. We're doing them right now. It's going to be 2D. It's beautiful. It's steampunk, and it's going to be cool. So I'm one of the animators. There's only a handful of animators going to be on that project.
Awesome.
And I'm one of them. But you can go on Facebook and look that up, Hullabaloo. There's also I really can't talk about this too much. I can't talk about the details, but I've been contacted by the Zanuck Company. You know, Richard Zanuck.
Richard Zanuck.
His son
20th
Dean,
Century Fox.
Yes, the legendary family. They talked to me about coming on board another 2D project, a series of things. I can't talk about what they are, but it's really, really, really cool and innovative. And so I'm excited about that. And that's happening pretty soon, too. So there are those two things that are like for sure. And then there's other things. You know, I don't know people like Leica, the studio I did Box Trolls for, has talked about doing a 2D feature also.
Yay.
Whether that's happening sooner or later, we don't know, but Travis is serious about it. Travis Knight, who's the CEO and runs Leica, is serious about doing it. So there's going to be 2D in the future.
That is awesome.
At some point, yeah.
Great. Well, we have to take another commercial break because when Rick starts talking about Disney princes, he just will not shut up.
Yeah, you know how I go. In fact, I said, Jerry, just ask me anything about.
He starts talking about Pocahontas and he cries a
yeah,
little bit. A little
yeah.
tear comes to the corner.
There we go.
So when we come back from this message, we'll have some more.
I have a funny. I have such a good line against
Kelly
right
and Rick Formolo. At Rick's Martini Bar. Cheers!
Let's swing on down to Ricky's place, where the girls are refined and the men have good taste.
And we're back to Rick's Martini Bar with Rick Formolo, Jerry McCarty, and me. I'm Kelly Maroney, and we were asking Rick some questions. Here you go.
I'm your favorite
Jerry.
Box cutter.
That's right.
Your favorite box cutter.
Yeah. So Kelly, when Rick came in, Kelly said, "Congratulations on the movie, the box cutter movie." Which box cutter?
I love
Rick's
it.
Rick,
no, you know we should have called
said,
it. We should have called it that.
Rick said, "That's what Rick said." He said, "I prefer that
that's
name
a,
more
that's
than
a, that's
box
a good
trolls,
I like
so
that title.
Box cutters."
Well, you know why? Because I was trying to send my receiver back to DirecTV before I got here, and I was dealing with this box.
You needed
that's why it came out
needed,
like that.
You needed a box troll to help you. You should have just
troll.
Asked a box troll to help you.
I know.
Okay, so we got some more questions that we're going to ask, and let's see if we take this one to Kelly here. I guess we'll ask this question, and I'm not sure I get this one. This is from Erica in Phoenix. Thank you, Erica, for listening, and thanks for asking a question. I enjoyed the Paul Peterson interview. Mm-hmm. How was it for you as a child star in Hollywood? You weren't really a child star, but I know what you mean.
And did the chimpanzee bite, too, the one he used to run around with?
Huh?
You were a child star. You had a little chimpanzee and a little dog or something. That's something else.
You're thinking of something
else. I am. I guess that was someone else.
I was actually a teenager in New York City, so yes. I didn't have but you know what? It was weird. It was weird. I know what she's saying, because People Magazine did an article on how we tried to leave normal lives off the set and stuff like that. I'll tell you what, it's weird. It's definitely weird.
But your parents were really, your mom was really supportive, right?
My mom was super supportive. She practically kicked me out of the house and said, well, actually, she didn't. She didn't, but she did say one time, as soon as I got to New York, I was really homesick, and I went to a payphone, and I called her up, and I was crying. I was just so homesick. I wanted to die, and she said to me, you stick it out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's
a good mom.
Her being on the set and telling people that you can do better.
What?
No, like say, oh, let's do another take. I know she can do better.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Come on, Mr. DeMille. Yeah.
So, anyway, so good. That's a good answer. Okay, here's a question, and I guess this is a comment. I had a huge crush on Tony Dow. I fell in love all over again with your interview. Mm-hmm. You like Tony Dow too. You thought he was, when you were little, you liked him, huh?
Sure.
Everybody likes Wally.
She liked Lumpy. She had a crush on Lumpy.
Okay, I got another question here, which is, you should do a podcast on the favorite game shows of all time, Jim from Detroit, and Rick knows I'm a big fan of game shows, but we've never actually done this topic before.
I can't believe we haven't. I can't believe you haven't dumped that on me, like, you know, brought that up before, Jerry, about game shows.
Yeah. It'll be a whole game show month where we talk about nothing.
That's what
You're
I was afraid of.
You're the only person I know that has not asked me what Richard Dawson was like to work with.
Because I...
I don't think I asked
Kelly,
you that either.
Kelly Maroney was on Family Feud, and you can tell us about your experience with him. But I'm guessing Richard Dawson is famous for kissing every contestant. And my guess is it smelled like bourbon and cigarettes. But tell me what it is.
I was so intent on winning that he was kind of scared of me.
Really? No, I've seen it. It's on YouTube, actually. You can search. You can probably search. What was it called again that week?
Saints versus the Sinners.
Saints versus Sinners. Or if you probably search Kelly Maroney on Family Feud, I bet you it'll come in. But you were. How old were you when you did that?
Oh, I don't know. 17.
17. But you were peppy.
I was determined to win. As long as I was going to be on there, I was going to win the dang thing. That was all I was focused
win?
On.
Did
I got,
you win?
I went nuts about it. I just really, really wanted to do well. And that was the only... You know how you can focus in on something?
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes frightening to watch, for others to watch.
Yeah.
And we did win.
Great.
And you if you don't know the Family Feud, which everybody should know the Family Feud, is so you have two teams, but then you do the big money, the final round, and you did... You were selected to do the big money, which
everyone
means you were...
Everyone on my team said, get her up there. I was focused.
That's good. You got to like that. Hey, guess what? We're out of time.
For real? Like for the whole show or just
a commercial?
For the whole
show. That's it. No. We're up for the whole time. We have more comments.
You're not going to move the bar around again, are you? You're not going to move
Will I find the bar?
Bar
from Rick.
I mean, I know my sign is still on the bar, so I know I can still come here. But I've been doing other things, so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. So when you least expect it, we may move again.
That's what I'm afraid of. Just don't change the lock. You can change the building. Move the building. Leave the door. Keep the door the same. So my key can open it.
So thank you all for your questions. There's more that we'll do some other episode in the future. Yes. And your comments.
It's a fun one. I like to answer the questions.
Cool. Yeah, those are good.
Love That's your cool. comments. And
keep sending them, please.
And we have to talk. People send us personal questions. Well, you know that. People would send questions about relationships and things like that, and I don't know why they do that.
Things that we're so equipped to answer. We are just the right guys.
I would just tell you.
A couple of guys in a bar.
I could do that. I would do that. I think that would be fun.
Kelly will answer all the hard questions.
A whole list of them.
Okay, great. I'll do that.
We'll handle the superficial questions, and Kelly can answer the serious ones.
I just don't feel like Rick or I are personally qualified to give anyone.
We're in a bar, we're drinking, of course we are. Of course we're qualified. What else do you need?
So thank you again, and join us next time. So for
congratulations,
Kelly,
San Francisco Giants World Champions. I just have to say that.
For the San Francisco Giants, for lovely Kelly Maroney, the precocious Rick Farmelo.
And even lovelier Jerry McCarty.
San Francisco Giants. My name's Jerry McCarty. Cheers!
Let's swing on down to Ricky's place, where the girls are refined and the men have good taste. A subtle joke, a touch of class, poured in a tall martini glass. Let's swing on down.